Good afternoon. Welcome to the Sussex County Council meeting of January 7th, 2025. And first on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. Hudson. At this time, I see no recommended changes to today's agenda. I would note that we were scheduled to start early at 10 o'clock this morning, but we amended the agenda to start at 1 o'clock today due to the weather emergency. So at this time, I see no recommended changes, Mr. Hudson.
Okay. We'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
Move for adoption.
Second?
Second.
Okay. Questions on the motion? Well, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron?
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd?
Yes.
Dr. Grunebaum?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next is the election of council officers.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Hudson. As council is aware, at each of the first meetings of the year, we are required by Delaware Code to elect our council officers. That is a process that I will conduct, and we will start with the office of president. I'll open the floor for nominations for the office of president of the county council.
I will make a motion to nominate Doug Hudson for the position of president.
Okay, we have nomination of Mr. Hudson for office of president. Any other nominations? Hearing no other nominations, we'll close the floor for nominations. So Mr. Hudson is nominated for the office of president. We will take the vote. Mrs. Grunebaum?
Yes.
Mr. McCarron?
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd?
Yes.
And Mr. Riley?
Yes.
And Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Okay, by a vote of 5-0, Mr. Hudson has been elected to the office of president of county council. Congratulations. The second office is vice president. We'll open the floor for nominations.
I nominate John Riley.
Mr. McCarron has nominated John Riley to the office of vice president. Any other nominations? Hearing none, we'll close the floor for nominations. And there has been a nomination for Mr. Riley of office of vice president of county council. We will take the vote. Ms. Grunebaum?
Yes.
Mr. McCarron?
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
And Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Riley has been elected vice president of county council. Congratulations. I believe we have the nameplates that we can switch out. Ceremonial. Okay, we'll move down the agenda to the appointment of legal counsel. County council, in your packet, excuse me, council member appointments. Council, in your packet, there was a listing of the annual appointments that we must make to positions that county council will serve on for the year of 2025. I'll reference that list now. For the Delaware Association of Counties County Director, Doug Hudson. For Delaware Association of Counties Executive Board, John Riley. Delaware League of Local Governments, Doug Hudson. Salisbury-Wicomico MPO, Matt Lloyd. Sussex Conservation District Board, Steve McCarron. Sussex County Airport Committee, Matt Lloyd. And Sussex County Land Trust, Jane Grunebaum and John Riley. This is the list of appointments that I was given, and unless there are any questions, I have a motion for your consideration.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved that Sussex County Council approves the 2025 member appointments as presented.
Move for adoption.
Second. Do we need a second?
I have a motion and a second. Who was the second?
We need a second.
We need a second.
Yeah, who was the motion?
I made the motion.
Okay, I have a motion for Mr. Riley. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, I have a second. Any questions on the motion? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mrs. Grunebaum?
Yes.
Mr. McCarron?
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
And Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Thank you. Last is the appointment of legal counsels. Listed in your packet were the legal representation the county will use this year, including the county attorney, Mr. Everett Moore, the assistant county attorney, Mr. Vince Robertson, and legal representation for all matters involving the Board of Adjustment, Planning and Zoning Commission, and the Sussex County Council and Government. Those firms listed include Ballard Spahr, Barnes and Thurnbord, Moore and Rutt, Parkowski, Girk and Swayze, Potter, Anderson and Caroon, and Young, Conaway, Stargat and Taylor. Any questions on the appointment of legal counsel?
A quick question. So when we appoint Mr. Moore and Mr. Robertson, we are actually appointing their firm, not necessarily just them, correct?
We are appointing them, their firm for legal representation, the use of their firm, and we are naming Mr. Moore County Attorney and Mr. Vince Robertson Assistant County Attorney.
Understood.
Okay. Any other questions? If not, I have a motion for your consideration.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved that Sussex County Council approves the 2025 appointment of legal counsel as presented. Any questions on the motion?
So moved.
Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mrs. Grunbaum?
Yes.
Mr. McCarron?
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
And Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Thank you. Last item of business today for me is the rules of procedure. In your packet were the rules of procedure. These are the rules that govern the county council meetings. There were no recommended changes to these rules. They have been reviewed by county council attorneys from last session, and there are no recommended changes. So unless you have a recommendation, I have a motion for your consideration.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved that Sussex County Council approves the 2025 rules of procedure as presented.
Move for adoption.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. I have a motion and a second. Any questions on the motion? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mrs. Grunbaum?
Yes.
Mr. McCarron?
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
And Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. President, I think that concludes all the items for the council formation that I have today. I'll kick it back to you. Thank you.
Okay. Next on the agenda is the approval of the minutes of December 10th, 2024 meeting and December 17th, 2024 meeting. Any questions, changes, deletions, or additions? Hearing none, those stand as read. Reading of correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have three letters. The first one is from the Delaware Lions Foundation. The second one is from Volunteer Delaware 50 Plus and from Unique Minds Changing Lives, Inc. And they are all thanking council for the donations. That is all.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Is there any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Okay, now is the time for public comment. Looks like we have some public comment today. We'll go right from the list.
And also ask each of you to use the microphones to
Okay, now's the time for public comment. The person making the comments will have 3 minutes to comment on the matters which are clearly within the jurisdiction of the council and matters of legitimate county business. When the green light comes on, you'll have 3 minutes. When the amber light comes on, you'll have 1 minute. And when the red light comes on, please wrap your comments up. First on the list, where's that list? Mr. Jack Young.
Welcome.
Good morning.
Morning, Mr. President.
Mr. President, members of the council, I'm Jack Young with the League of Women Voters. On behalf of the League, we welcome the new members of the council. As to all of you, the League looks forward to working with you on the critical issues that face our county and our state. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I saw a hand go up about public comment. Would ask that he complete this real quick and come on up. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good.
My name is Philip Brady. Everybody knows me as Sky. Now you all know me as Philip Brady. So, first and foremost, I'd like to congratulate the three new members. I've been here 33 years. When it was mostly all farmland and chicken farms, I don't want to get into the whole thing, but I'm hoping with the three new members that we have now that we really take a hard look at our infrastructure, and I really hope we do something about the overgrowth. I know everybody has the right to sell their land. I know everybody has a right to buy it. I know all that. But I'm hoping we can dwell deeper and look into some of the codes, and maybe so the houses aren't built, you know, so close to the roads, so we can't make them two lanes each way because the houses are right up to the roads. Maybe look at maybe not cutting down as many trees. Things that you guys are able to do, that you can do and still have growth, you know, and then everybody's happy, you know. So that's about all I have. And then, of course, hopefully we get some more affordable housing. I got three kids that grew up here. They can't afford to buy a house. I mean, it's out of their range right now. 7 years ago, they could. So something may be able to be done with that was through codes or something like that, that housing would be a little bit more affordable. And I guess those are about the two things I have today. And once again, welcome. Welcome and best of luck to you. You're in my prayers.
Thank you, Mr. Brady. Right.
Sir, thank you.
Okay, next on the agenda is consent agenda. It's the use of existing...
Mr. President, you going to check, see if there's anyone listening online?
I'm sorry. Yes. Operators, anyone online would like to make public comment?
If there's anyone on the line who would like to give a public comment, please dial 5-star.
Okay to close or wait?
Let me check.
At this time, there are no pending comments.
Okay, thank you. At this time, we'll close the public comment. We'll move on to consent agenda. That's the use of existing wastewater agreement, Delmarva Bioenergy Center, South Blades area. Mr. Armour, who'd be...
That's a consent agenda. If there are no questions on the consent agenda, you can take the vote to approve the consent agenda.
I make a motion to approve.
Have a second?
Second.
Okay. Motion and a second. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mr. McCarron?
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd?
Yes.
Dr. Grunenbaum?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion passed. Mr. Lawson?
Thank you, Mr. President. County Administrator's report for January 7, 2025. One item per the attached Engineering Department fact sheet, Chase Oaks. Phase 6 construction record received substantial completion effective December 8th. That is all, Mr. President.
Okay, thank you very much. Ms. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. When there is a change in county leadership, the signers of the county's financial institution and investment accounts need to be changed as well. The signers are the president and vice president of county council and the finance director. To have the signers changed, a formal authorization is needed by county council. The authorization is done through a resolution. I can read the resolution short title to make the change if that is okay, Mr. President.
Please read your resolution. Okay.
The short title is, be it resolved that the Sussex County Council is authorizing the signatures on the accounts of the Sussex County Council with various financial institutions and investment firms to be Douglas B. Hudson, President, John L. Riley, Vice President, and Gina A. Jennings, Finance Director, Chief Operating Officer.
All right, pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Second.
Second.
Question on the motion. All right, now we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron?
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd?
Yes.
Dr. Grunenbaum?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Mr. Bryant, airport manager.
Morning, Mr. President, members of the Sussex County Council. Congratulations on all of your appointments. Mr. Hudson, you as president. Mr. Riley, you as vice president. And Mr. Lloyd, welcome aboard the Delaware Coastal Airport Advisory Committee. I come before you this morning, as I do at the start of every new fiscal year, seeking your approval for the appointment of members who desire to serve on the Airport Advisory Committee. For those of you who are unfamiliar with the committee, I've provided you with a copy of the committee bylaws. The objective of the advisory committee and some of the areas of emphasis that we seek from those individuals who serve. I'm happy to report that you are today going to approve the names of 8 individuals. The Airport Advisory Committee is made up of 12 individuals. The remaining 4 are actually representatives who serve roles with Sussex County Council government. Those individuals who desire to remain as committee members include Mr. Dustin Berlinger, Mr. Larry Kelly, Jeffrey Reed, Rick Gardner, Ezra Rickards, Mark Ryan, Scott Thomas, and Ray Hudson.
Okay.
Hopkins.
Ray Hopkins.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ray Hopkins, exactly. Thank you.
Okay. Pleasure of council.
Move for adoption.
Second?
Second.
Mr. McCarron? Any questions on that? Take the vote. Mr. McCarron?
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd?
Yes.
Dr. Grunebaum?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
And I vote yes. Motion carried.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Next, Mr. Medlars, project engineer.
Project engineer, formerly county engineer. Good afternoon and welcome to the new council members. Congratulations to everybody for the election and for the new president and vice president. So allow me today we have 2 sewer projects from 2 different expansion areas. And it gives you a good opportunity to how we handle sewer district expansions, which are driven by petitions from the citizens. These both were annexations. That means they were adjacent to the existing district and came into being by petitions submitted to us, public hearings, presentation to county council, and a subsequent final decision by county council. My colleague, Mr. Ashman, and I will be bringing forward a couple of other expansion requests in the very near future, so you'll see how this process unfolds from beginning to end. The first one before you today is the Lockwood community. And I normally spell these out by telling you when they were petitioned, how they were approved, how they were funded, how they were awarded, how they were bid, where they are in the process, how many change orders were approved, and then the last paragraph or two will be the action requested today. So both of these spell this out, and you see, strangely enough, both of these today are time extension requests, and they are from 2 different agencies. The first one is funded through the USDA. The second one's funded through the State Revolving Fund. They both have different requirements. The USDA says we cannot get any more pay requests approved unless we have the time extended to go beyond the current deadline. The first one was driven in Lockwood mostly by 2 items. There were a lot of mislocates or missing locates for utilities. This particular project saw 4 primary electric utility hits, which is very unusual when the entire subdivision goes dark because the mainline power is struck. So we struggled with the co-op on that one to get this located properly back and forth. In the end, co-op did assign a alignment crew to make this happen, and the locates got much better. There were also further conflicts with some water service that has public water service in Lockwood, and it has public water service because of the county council, because there is a legacy landfill right next to the subdivision, you may or may not know. It is the Angola landfill, so the county council years ago, about 20 years ago, paid for and funded a drinking water project in Lockwood. So a lot of the services were mislocated, and they were They had to be then moved in order to accommodate the vacuum pods. So this was our first vacuum system going in. Currently under design is the second one in Slaughter Beach, much larger, about three times as large. I will give you updates on that. I'm the project representative for the Slaughter Beach project. So in this particular one, USDA funded, we need to have the time extension approved prior to them signing off on the next pay requisition. We should be closing out the project in the near future. We're starting the startup next month, and the project is substantially complete, but we will have to have startup before I ask County Council to give us the granting of substantial completion, which should be in the next couple of months. So I have a motion for your consideration, Mr. President.
Please read your motion.
Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, the change order number 3 for project S22-07 Lockwood Sewer District Expansion be approved for an increase of 89 calendar days contingent upon USDA concurrence.
Pleasure, Council.
I will move for adoption and make the comment that to the new members, there's a high probability that over the next 4 years you will learn more about sewer systems than you ever dreamed possible.
I feel like I already have.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Question on motion. Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron?
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd?
Yes.
Dr. Grunbaum?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
And I vote yes. Motion carried.
The second one up is the one in Joy Beach. A couple of interesting points here. We had Joy Beach was expanded twice. The original application include Waterview and the actual Joy Beach proper. Waterview and its length, full length is a pressurized system with individual grinder pumps. Joy Beach is a standard gravity system with a pump station right at the entrance of Joy Beach. As you know, Joy Beach was created, I think, in the 60s by digging out part of the bay. So something which certainly wouldn't happen today, but it's sitting right there out on the point. And so it is in the dire need of sewer service. So both of these projects are essentially complete. We have granted substantial completion. The connections are ongoing. However, we deferred the paving due to the weather. As you can see, we couldn't have paved in the last couple of weeks. So we needed a time extension to allow the paving to occur early in the spring. So that was the driver there. The SRF program actually approves change orders prior to your approval, that you are the last step versus at the USDA where you're not the last step. So that's why there's no contingent on that motion. It's already approved. When you look at the change order, you see it's already signed by the SRF representatives. So you will see us come back in the near future for Joy Beach 2, which are the mobile home parks on Camp Arrowhead Road. They're a part of that. That was the phase two of the expansion. They're not yet funded. We do have some funds left. There's actually funds left over from the phase one project. However, we need supplemental funds, so we will approach you with that request, and then the finance department, the engineering department, will file for supplemental funding. So we do expect to receive these funds because, again, these mobile home parks, they predate zoning, so they're from the 50s and 60s, and you can imagine the sewer systems in these mobile home parks are in accordance to that date. So they are definitely in need of being upgraded. So I have a motion for your consideration in that respect.
Please read your motion.
Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department of change order number 3 for project S20-12 Joy Beach Sewer District Expansion be approved for an increase of 115 calendar days.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Have a motion? About a second?
Second.
Okay, any questions on the motion? Take a vote. Mr. McCarron?
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd?
Yes.
Dr. Grunbaum?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
And I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Medlars. Grant request, Ms. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. There are two grant requests on today's posted agenda. The first one is Frankfurt Public Library. They're requesting $2,500 to install safety doors for their meeting room. Last grant received for this organization was in the amount of $2,000 for audio and visual equipment for Mr. Hudson, and Mr. Hudson placed on the agenda.
Would someone make a motion to grant $2,500 to the Frankfurt Public Library for safety doors?
I'll spend your money anytime you want me to.
That's in my district.
Yep.
Okay, we have a motion, a second?
A second.
Okay, any questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mr. McCarron?
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd?
Yes.
Dr. Grunebaum?
Yes.
Ms. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
Okay, and then the next one is Bethany Fenwick Area Chamber of Commerce. They are requesting $3,000 for their Fire and Ice Festival. Last grant received for this event was in the amount of $1,000 from Mr. Hudson, and Mr. Hudson placed on the agenda.
Okay, would someone place, make a motion to donate $1,000 from District 4 account?
Will you spend more of your money?
Yes.
So moved.
A second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any question on the motion? Take the vote. Mr. McCarron?
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd?
Yes.
Dr. Grunebaum?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Introduction of proposed ordinances, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President.
Did we miss one of those grant requests?
No, it's just on the printout in front of you. That was not posted.
So that was withdrawn?
Yes, it's just the two.
Okay, yes, that was not posted.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Before I read the introductions, just for the new council members, this, when we read the proposed ordinances, that's to start the process for a zoning change. Someone has been into planning and zoning. They've gone through the process of filing an application, and an ordinance is drafted. I read it at the meeting. And then if I tell before I read the ordinance, proposed ordinance, I always state which council person's district it is in, because it is the practice for that council person to simply state after I read it, I introduce it. And that starts the process. No other discussion, then it's scheduled for a planning and zoning hearing. And then if appropriate, a hearing back here. The first one is in Mr. McCarron's district, an ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a general contracting home construction business service and professional offices and storage to be located in a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 5.57 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
The next one is in Mr. Hudson's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a MR medium density residential district for certain parcels of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 12.32 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
The next one is also in Mr. Hudson's district, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a MR medium density residential district for multifamily dwelling 50 units to be located on certain parcels of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 12.22 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
And the last one is in Mr. Lloyd's district, an ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a community solar energy generating facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 39.6 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
That is all, Mr. President.
Okay, at this time, I think it would be good of us to move down to the 1:30 public hearings and skip over the the executive session at this point, or should we do council member comments first?
I would do comments first and then skip down to the public hearing.
Okay, council member comments. Any council member have any comments?
I'll go ahead and kick this off.
Go ahead, Mr. Lloyd.
Just feel free to cut me off if you want, Mr. President. But thank you, and it's good to be here. Obviously, first day, so there's a lot going on in my head. But it's good to have familiar faces here. I appreciate a couple of you, my biggest supporters here. It means a lot to have you here. And I just want to make a couple comments. But when I was in the military, whenever we would have a new commander come in, it was well understood a good commander wouldn't come in and try to reinvent the wheel or change processes or disrupt the everyday life of people in the organization. And so just for the council's awareness, and for transparency and to tell the public. I have no intentions of coming in and trying to do that, but I do think one thing that is very obvious that needs to be addressed based on the circumstances and the results of the most recent election. There are three new members on the council here today that ran on things like fix the roads, save the farmland, stop overdevelopment, make sure that future growth is commensurate with the infrastructure. And there's a lot of ways to skin that cat, so to speak, and we've discussed some different ones on the campaign and individually. Things like throttling, capping, disincentivizing, incentivizing, imposing fees, or creating a mechanism to be able to say no when it's not in the best interest of the county. But as we begin to have more frequent and serious discussions about that, I want to plant the seed, and I think it's appropriate to discuss the concept of a building moratorium. That's the total stoppage of applications being submitted specifically for, in my mind, major subdivisions in the AR1 lands. Okay, historically, moratoriums, the knee-jerk reaction is, oh, they're illegal. Well, they don't have to be. And they're usually succeeded by very significant changes to the zoning code. Changes that I think people have been expecting and I am going to advocate for. So to do one of these, in my mind, is meant to achieve a few things. Number one, it prevents an onslaught of applications by people who are seeking exemption from those substantive and imminent changes. Number two, it frees up staff's time. Instead of processing applications, they'll spend their time looking inward at the zoning code, drafting necessary edits to achieve those goals. Three, it allows time for the creation of a task force to gather an inventory of all the undeveloped lands in each of the zoning districts, verifying that we have, in fact, a surplus of low-density zoning, which is the main contributor of sprawl and lack of infrastructure. Using this data will also be critical to attain in these first 12 months so as to have an effect on the creation of the state strategies for policy and spending, which is due this year and we will be beholden to it for the next 5 years. So in that sense, we cannot afford to wait. Four, there appears to be a lack of transparency regarding financial contributions being made by developers for road improvements. I can think of numerous examples of roads no longer able to be developed, yet we've seen little to no improvements on the part of DelDOT. Where did these contributions go? It's a pressing question, and we'd be bad stewards if we continued to go on with it unaddressed. And finally, this 12-month pause puts a timeline on making necessary changes. We know that government wheels tend to turn slowly, so this will give us a time frame and a backstop to make these much-needed changes. If we don't begin to promptly correct course in our development and growth patterns, we stand to look back 30 years from now and wish somebody called a spade, and made motions to address it. And so, again, just to be on the record for transparency and to kind of plant that seed and get my feelings out there, I wanted to say that. I'm happy to proceed with the meeting or engage in a conversation about any of these items. But other than that, back to you, Mr. President.
Okay. Mr. Moore? Just from the, you asked for discussion on the items. Since it's not on the agenda, you can state anything you want, and I think it was very appropriate for you to make the statement you did. But we can't have a discussion because it's not on the agenda. Now, if someone else does, and I understand there's two other new members, if they wanted to set forth kind of their reasons for running or what their platform was, that's perfectly appropriate for you to do so. But it can't be a kind of give and take since it wasn't advertised.
Understood.
Okay, any other comments?
Mr. President?
Steve?
Oh, yeah, I'm honored by the opportunity to serve the 2nd District. I look forward to working alongside my fellow council members and the dedicated staff of Sussex County to preserve and enhance the qualities that make our communities unique and desirable. As we move forward, I'm committed to addressing the issues that matter most to our residents. Guided by a vision of Sussex County sharing farmland and beach sand, this is a place where families can thrive, businesses can grow, and future generations can afford to build their lives with confidence. In fulfilling this responsibility, I pledge to make decisions that are both thoughtful and well-informed. I share this position with four individuals who have expressed many of the same concerns as residents of the 2nd District, and I trust that together we will work as a team to evaluate the best path forward for Sussex County and its residents. Any new position comes with a steep learning curve. whether it was the fire company, the town, or the school board. Going into it, I did not know what I did not know. But I look forward to this work and building a stronger future for Sussex County.
Thanks, Mr. McCarron. Dr. Grunberg?
Yes. Thank you. That's fine. It's a tough name. I want to also echo the comments of my colleagues that it's indeed an honor to be here, and it's a heavy responsibility that I know we all feel, and we've talked about it. I think we all recognize that our election was a voice from constituents throughout the county for some change in the way development is done. And I think we all know that the work before us is challenging and difficult, that we have many paths that we will have to explore to find the best path forward. But it is my conviction that we have to find a way to promote growth in a more responsible way that ensures that we have adequate transportation, and that ensures we have affordable housing, that ensures we have good and adequate schools, that ensures we have access to doctors and other health facilities, that ensures we have taken good care of our emergency services as they do take good care of us. So we, with those goals in mind, I look forward to working with my colleagues in a responsible and thoughtful way to address these concerns so that 4 years from now, when this particular term is over, we can look back and say, we made a difference. We made Sussex County a better, more livable community than it is now. And we put it on the path to a really healthy, long-term, resilient community. I want to thank everybody who supported me and worked so hard to get me elected, and I will pledge to work very, very hard to promote those goals and ideals that we all share.
Thank you. Mr. Rod?
Well, I'd also like to add my comments that, you know, welcome aboard to the new members. You worked hard to get here. I am encouraged that we have some thoughtful individuals that are joining us here on the council. And I look forward to some very dynamic discussions as we go forward. And I've always said that, you know, the way I view this job is we are to seek the balance of what is legal, ethical, moral, and right for, you know, everybody involved. And so as we seek that balance, I'm quite sure that we'll have a number of ideas that come to the table. Build on what we've done over the last couple of years as far as making improvements to how development is done and what Sussex County will look like in the future. So thank you for your comments and welcome aboard.
Okay, we'll move on to our afternoon public hearings. Now's the time for our, we're gonna skip over the decision for now. We'll come back to that. Now's the time for our public zoning hearing, and Mr. Moore will read the rules of procedure, and I'll turn it over to you, Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President. At this time, I'll read the rules of procedure for County Council zoning hearings. When Council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because Council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County in its zoning land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, source of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken in consideration by the council in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the commission hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the commission hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any person who opposes or questions the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless the council decides to leave the record. Oops, I've skipped over page. No, that's right. Excuse me. To leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak and are present in the chambers, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. If you participate telephonically, please state your name and address before you give your statement. When you speak, please turn off any electronics and make sure there is no background noise or discussions. If you represent or speak for a group organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. If testimony is repetitive, then you may be asked to move on to another point or topic. Remember, it is the quality of the testimony that is persuasive, not the quantity. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the commission has not issued its recommendation report at the time of the council hearing, council will defer action on the application in those cases. In those cases only, council shall accept and consider written comments from the public on the commission's recommendations to the council for a period of 5 calendar days following the commission's issuance of its recommendations. This does not preclude the council from requesting additional information as otherwise permitted. Furthermore, once the record is closed, the council, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, text, or engage in any conversations about the application. Their decision will be made only based on the record established at both council and commission hearings. And Mr. President, the first hearing today is change of zone number 2020, Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Mr. President, members of council. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B2 business community district for a certain parcel of land, Lyingham being in Nickel Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 4.86 acres more or less. The property is lying on the west side of Sussex Highway, which is Route 13, and on the east side of Gordy Road, which is Sussex County Route 70, approximately 150 feet north of the intersection of Sussex Highway and Gordy Road. The 911 address is not available, and the tax parcel ID is District 332, Map 1, Parcel 67.03. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, a copy of the staff analysis documents, a copy of a survey for the property, a copy of the letter received as part of the DELDOT service level evaluation response. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and I would note that we have received zero public comments. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of November 13th of last year. And at the meeting of November 13th of last year, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommended approval of the application for the 8 reasons as outlined within the Commission's motion. And Mr. President, a copy of that motion along with the draft minutes of that meeting is included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Whitehouse.
Any questions from Council? If not, is the applicant here? Would you come forward, please? And as you come forward, if you'll give us your name and address, please, and then explain what you're proposing to do and why you want council's recommendation or approval.
Do I push it?
It's already pushed.
Okay. Last time they wanted me to push it. Okay, my name is Sam Petersheim. This is my wife, Glenda. We own the Dutch Country Market in Laurel, Delaware. We have expanded that business into also selling furniture and sheds and gazebos, and so we kind of ran out of space over in our area. And so when this place came up for sale, looked like a really good spot for what we would like to do. And so we intend to, if we can, get the zoning changed to where we can sell sheds, gazebos, pergolas, and backyard lawn furniture as well, just different things that we're doing now, but a little hindered because of space-wise. These would be along 13. I understand that comes with a responsibility of keeping the place presentable and also adding to our, obviously Johnny Janosik is across the road. We are just around the corner on Tresham Pond Road. So that is what we do. I'm open to questions if you would have any. We would like to, in time, possibly move our furniture store over to this area so that we could expand that as well. I don't have that.
Okay, so primarily at this time, you're looking to do the outdoor things that you've kind of outgrown.
Yeah.
But with the zoning, you would be able to do further. Are there any questions from council?
I have a question. Is it Samuel?
Samuel?
Okay, mm-hmm. Sam. I know exactly where this is. And I love your store. I go there all the time. And I frequently have meetings on the benches and tables out front. Are you planning to lease or just sell these, like a one-time sale, or do you plan to like lease to own, rent to own kind of thing where they're coming and going?
At this point, most of our, all the lawn furniture is sold from our store,
yeah,
or delivered to the people's places. Yeah. We do have a lease to a rent to own. That is an option. However, we've found that the quality of our buildings, a lot of people aren't taking that route.
Yeah,
they're not the cheapest buildings around, and they have obviously they have a little steeper roof.
Yeah,
they have overhangs, a lot of them. And so they do look well. They do look nice in the backgrounds. And so a lot of our customers end up buying. And
okay.
So at this point, that's and the pergolas and pavilions, those obviously need to come to code as far as how deep the foundations are. And
gotcha.
They do enhance the backyards.
Yeah, only other question. You going to pull in off Gordy Road or off 13? Are they going to make
it? At this point, we have no entrance planned on 13.
Okay.
And so they're going to be coming right there where the dark sections are. We have actually, there used to be a big, the water would all drain to that point.
Yeah.
And it would actually run out on the road and over. We've done some dirt work. We have put the pond on the north side there in that little boxed area.
Okay.
We have a retention pond up there. And so now we've put a ditch from that dark area all the way over across there so it runs into the retention pond, which actually helps keep the water from running across the road.
I just wanted to know so I know what to tell people when they ask. I think it's very exciting for you, and I think it'd be a good thing for our district. That's all I have.
Any other questions from council? If not, did you have anything else to add, sir?
I think that's all I have.
Thank you. You can have a seat. Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none. Operator, can you check online to see if there's anyone listening remotely who would like to opine?
If there's anyone online who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to this, please dial 5-star.
Thank you.
At this time, there are no public comments.
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public record.
Okay, I'll go ahead and close the public hearing. If council wants, we'll close the public record. And then, and Mr. Moore, would you please read a short title?
Thank you, Mr. President. And ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B2 business community district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 4.86 acres, more or less, for reasons 1 through 8 as given by council, or by planning and zoning.
Thank you. Pleasure of council.
Move for adoption.
Second?
Second.
Okay, any questions on the motion?
And Mr. President, before we start to vote again, since we have three new members, it's typical, you notice that I did give the reasons that planning and zoning gave in support of that. One of the big issues with court cases is making sure that you have reasons why you vote a certain way. So by adopting the motion, you would simply state a vote yes, and I would suggest that you would then say, for the, based on the testimony given today and for the reasons given by planning and zoning. That gives you your reasons and builds a record.
It's exactly, Mr. Moore, and that's one of the reasons I was going to ask Mr. Riley to go vote first on this time to kind of give an example.
We have a tradition here that if it's in your district, then you get to vote first. So, and we'll probably continue that, but for today only, because this is our first time together doing this, and I'll point out that I have visited that market as well, and you guys do a wonderful job. But I'm going to vote yes for the reasons given by planning and zoning, and with consideration of the testimony heard here today.
Mr. Lloyd.
Based on the testimony given today and the recommendation by planning and zoning, I vote yes.
Mr. McCarron.
Based on the recommendation by planning and zoning and the testimony today, I'll be voting yes.
Dr. Gruenbaum.
Based on the reasons given by planning and zoning and based on the testimony given today, I'm voting yes.
I also agree with planning and zoning's recommendations and reasons. I will vote yes. Motion carried. All right, this time I'd like to entertain a motion to go into executive session.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
We will be discussing personnel, possible land acquisition, and or litigation. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron?
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd?
Yes.
Dr. Greenbaum?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes. We're now in executive session downstairs. Okay. Yes.